like to restart from the beginning, but
please, please proceed. Yeah.
So I was just mentioning about the principle of consent, which was highlighted by a couple of my colleagues before me, and just wanted to build on it. So I think in the discussion document right now, there lies a fundamental flaw in the sense that the principle of consent is not clearly stated. And due to that, the linkage between the obligations of the contracting state and those of the territorial state, they cannot be put on a very sound legal basis. So my delegation is suggesting that we should clearly outline under the portion related to the obligation of contracting state that they should seek the consent and permission of the territorial states. I think it totally makes political and operational sense. Politically, I mean that in armed conflict situation, you know, it's a very delicate political situation when countries try to deploy the private military and security companies. So this consent, it helps in the long and in the bigger sense to strengthen human rights protection. And in the operational area, which what I mean to say is that in cases of violations, if this consent exists, then we will have more clarity on the accountability mechanism and on issues related to jurisdiction or seeking the mutual legal assistance. Thank you so much, Chair Apotar, for giving the floor. Thank you.